Today's program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, 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 welcome back. It's the end of the week, and that can mean only one thing, that I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How are you, Elisa?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. And it's Casual Friday on Supreme Radio, where we identify examples of nutritional idiocy and all of the wrong messages being propagated by the mainstream media to keep you sick so that the pharmaceutical industry can pick your bones as you age. They start young now, too. 11, 12, 13, they want to get you on statin drugs and antidepressants.
It's crazy out there.
Yeah, it really is crazy out there. It's scary out there. As a matter of fact, excuse me, I'm suffering from a little upper respiratory thing today. I don't know what I caught. But anyway, while we were preparing for the show, we alternately kept saying, wow, this is really getting scary now.
It really is.
I mean, it's amazing. Well, let's start off on a positive note.
Okay.
Let's start off talking about something that seems to be emerging finally.
The benefits of exercise.
Yeah, and specifically of resistance exercise, right?
Yes. There was an article in yesterday's health and fitness section, and the article says, heavy lifting, it's good for health. Weight training goes mainstream.
Goes mainstream. That's scary, because when something goes mainstream, they usually destroy it.
Exactly.
Yeah, they ruin it. But anyway, it's finally. And do you feel vindicated at all? Because I know I do.
Well, sort of, but I mean, not really. No.
There are a lot of people, when I first started my journey in 1998, who called me a zealot, made fun of me, thought that weight training was, something obscure and maybe even not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden it's on the front page. Well, that was on the front page of like the lifestyle section of the newspaper, right?
The health and fitness section. Yes. So. Okay. Here's something that it says in the article. Strength training is a growing trend. A growing trend. According to the annual survey by the American College of Sports Medicine, it ranks number 2, up from number 6 in 2007,
right,
as a most popular trend for 2012.
Good. Well, you know what? I don't care how they get the message, as long as they're getting the message. The more people that resistance train and weight train, the more people we have on our side of the fence staying healthy. Now, if we could just get them to understand the problems with diet, we could really have a country full of healthy, lean people.
They were talking about also something, functional strength training, and they're referring to that because in recent years, they said there's been a shift, and there's an emphasis on lifestyle, resistance training for lifestyle, so that you can, get up out of your chair when you're older, and you can lift your baby, and you can lift your garage door, and things of that nature.
But, I have an issue with this. Part of the problem with the exercise industry in general is they're always trying to come up with, like, the term du jour that's going to make people go, ah, yeah, I need to do this now. And functional training and functional strength kind of replaced core strength,
Uh-huh.
Okay, it used to be core, right? Now it's functional.
Right.
The truth of the matter is you take a power lifter or you take anybody in my audience that can squat 400 pounds, deadlift 500 pounds, bench press 300 pounds, and chances are they can get out of a chair, they can lift a baby, they can climb a ladder, they can do all the functional things that they need to do.
Right.
So this idea that training has to mimic what it is you do in day-to-day life is just another marketing ploy that's replacing core training and core strength. In my opinion, that's just me.
Mm-hmm. So in your opinion, what are the positive benefits of exercise? Because we were talking about that the other day, about exercise is just not for burning calories.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why more and more people are starting to understand that resistance training is better for you than, say, just cardio.
Well, so many women, they've talked about it in this article. It's cardio, cardio, cardio. And they're afraid that if they lift, they're going to get bulky.
Well, it's not only that. what women are attracted to in cardio, in my humble opinion, excuse me, the women who are not informed, I'm talking about, they get on the elliptical machine and they watch the calories go by.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm burning 300 calories, 400 calories. They train, they work on the elliptical machine for an hour. And then you go, oh, I burned 500 calories.
I have a friend that reminds me of a funny story. I have a friend, and she was bragging that her friend, who is a doctor, by the way, she's a pediatrician, would get on the treadmill and burn 500 calories a day so she could lose weight.
Right.
And my friend said that she's going to do that too.
Well, first of all, those machines are wrong. There's no way for that machine to truly assess your caloric expenditure, because your caloric expenditure is unique to you, depending on where your hormones are, how your thyroid is functioning, and how much muscle you carry, and so many other things that come into the equation. So first of all, that's a waste of time.
Right.
Okay. But more importantly, exercise should upregulate the metabolism so that hours after you're done, you're still at an elevated rate of caloric expenditure.
Well, and that's what happens when you resistance train.
Bingo. And that's why people are starting to get the message. It's like, you know, I spend an hour in the gym lifting, and I get better results than when I spend an hour on the treadmill staring at the wall of TVs, you know, walking nowhere.
Exactly. I just looked up some benefits of exercise, and we were talking about some of them. Exercise controls weight. This is what this website is saying.
Right.
Exercise combats health conditions and diseases, and we talked about that.
Right.
Arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis.
So many diseases, the symptoms and the actual diseases themselves are mitigated. Depression is completely mitigated by exercise.
Exercise improves mood. That was the next one. Exercise boosts energy. And got to go to the next page.
Okay. You want a drum roll maybe or something? Let me know when you're at the last one. I'll do a drum roll for you.
Okay. Exercise promotes better sleep.
Yeah, that's an important one.
We're going to talk about in a minute.
Yeah.
Exercise puts the spark back into your sex life.
Does it really?
That's what
Hear that, you lazy guys out there?
Exercise can be fun. Those are the top seven reasons.
Okay. Also, I missed the last one. I'm sorry. Okay. Anyway. You were going to talk about sleep. Do you want to go to the sleep thing now since we touched
on
that?
Sure, sure.
Did you listen to Pam's interview yesterday?
I did.
It was
a great
interview, wasn't it?
Yeah, she has a lot of good tips. You know, like the white noise. I have one of those sound machines that I like to use.
What do you keep yours set on?
The surf.
Yeah, the ocean. I love that
one. The ocean.
Has the seagulls in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Dr. Rouse is lucky. He gets to be
actually
right there by the ocean.
Yeah, he's actually listening to the ocean.
We have a sound machine for that here in Kentucky.
Right.
Anyway, there, Dominique Less posted a website. It's called antennasearch.com.
This was shocking.
You can go into this website and type in your address, and it will tell you how many antennas and how many cell phone towers are in your area.
Right.
I typed in my address, and there are 44 cell phone towers and 127 antennas within 4 miles of my house.
Now, think about this. The frequencies used by cellular telephones have been proven in good studies by good universities to interrupt the production of melatonin, to interrupt the deepest stages of sleep, and, in fact, to cause excitatory effects on brain neurons.
Right.
Okay. Now think about that. We are awash in these frequencies all night long while we sleep. Is there any, I am still of the belief that while insulin resistance clearly has an effect on hypoglycemic episodes at night that wake people up, I am a strong believer that the reason that the sleep in this country has gotten so bad is because we are living in a soup of excitatory RF, and our brain just can't take it.
Well, I thought that was a lot. So then I typed in your mother's address, and I don't remember how many antennas that...
It was more.
It was more antennas, but there were 78 towers. That number. There were 78 cell towers around your... within 4 miles.
Within 4 miles. That's so close.
Yes, and we had 44. I mean, that's still a lot.
Yeah,
I feel like moving into the country.
Well, and that's what people talk about. People who understand this, they talk about living off the grid. Uh-huh. They actually use that term. You know, you got to move off the grid. You got to get off the grid. And what they're talking about is that grid of RF. And also, if you live close to electrical high tension wires, there's a direct link to your proximity to high tension wires and the development of leukemia in children. This has been proven. Nobody talks about it because what are you going to do? You're going to get the electric company to put the wires somewhere else? No. And most people understand this when they look at homes and they're thinking about buying a home. They go, oh, no, no, we don't want to live here because look at these electrical wires going right over the house.
You ever heard that saying, ignorance is bliss?
Yes, it is.
I was thinking about that this morning because the more I learn about what's going on, like with Monsanto, which we'll talk about later, it's getting really scary.
Yeah, it is scary. And you know what? Excuse me. People need to take this seriously. I know that a lot of people out there say, yeah, but what are we going to do? Acknowledging that there's a problem right now is the first step. There will be things that we can do when we vote, when we talk to our politicians, mm-hmm. when we talk to our friends. The only way that this works is if we outnumber the people who are passing the false message to us.
Remember last week when you were talking about lobbyists?
Yes.
And how we should have our own lobbyists?
Yeah.
And if everybody contributed a dollar, I mean, that's really not a bad idea.
I know someone told me that I should do it. And I you know what? That would be a big undertaking. It's a serious undertaking. I have to find some really high level people in DC to get behind this, but we should have the people's lobby.
We should.
Even if just 50 million of us, because there's this estimated 50 million quote unquote fit consumers in the US today.
Uh-huh.
They represent people who go to the gym at least 3 times a week. And participate in a sport whenever possible. And those are the people who listen to my show, by the way. But just imagine if we had 50 million people paying $12 a year to belong to this lobbyist group and actually voting on subjects, and then the lobbyists take action. That would be $50 million a month that we would have to throw at lobbying. We would be more powerful than Monsanto. We'd be more powerful than Goldman Sachs. We'd be more powerful than anybody. If we had $50 million a month to throw at this, finally, then we would actually be a government for the people, by the people.
Right.
We got to take our break.
That website was antennasearch.com.
Yeah, you need to search and see how many antenna are around your home.
Yes.
And then think about using a carbon-based paint as a primer next time you paint your bedroom and try to keep some of that RF out of your room. While you sleep. We've actually been talking about that ourselves.
Yes.
You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the lovely and talented and highly intelligent, as you can see, Elisa Profumo and myself. Stay tuned.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Finally, a time-released energy tablet. No more shots or drinks filled with sugar. Atomic Tabs are here. Atomic Tabs are the only time-released high-energy chewable tablet available anywhere. Atomic Tabs have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee combined with energy and focus-enhancing ingredients that will give you a long-lasting wave of energy with no jitters or crash. Energy comes on in 5 minutes after you chew it. Go to AtomicTabs.com, be one of the first 10,000 people to sign the mailing list, and get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. Go to AtomicTabs.com today. Chew your energy. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial
mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is Casual Friday with Elisa Profumo, myself in the studio. And what are we talking about next? This is really important. Actually, before we talk about this, I want to say something.
Okay, we're going to talk about the FDA and Monsanto and Obama.
Yeah, President Obama. And you know what? The reason I want to say this is because we are now bringing invoking
politics.
President Obama into this discussion, and it's important that we say this up front. I have no political agenda at all. My only political agenda, and that's not true, I do have a political agenda. My political agenda is fairness
to the people.
It really is. That's all. I don't care. Because the truth of the matter is I haven't seen a politician yet, except maybe Ron Paul, that I really think is worth their salt. Because they all do the same thing. I don't trust Mitt Romney, to be honest with you. I know he's the Republican go-to guy, but something about it I just don't trust. I mean, I think all politicians at one point in time or another lose the reason they became politicians and become co-opted because of the constant vying for their vote by commercial interests like companies like Monsanto and so on.
We did a story on a Casual Friday several months back about how many under the Obama administration, how many GMO foods have been approved?
Approved.
And it's like up to how many? 19 or 20?
I want to say it was either 18 or 20 have been approved under his administration, and in the previous 20 years, only eight had been approved.
Only eight had been approved.
So one could say, well, because GMO really wasn't prevalent back then, but it's much more prevalent during his administration. I don't buy that because it was prevalent during the past three administrations as well.
Yes.
But he clearly embraces genetically modified foods. There's no doubt about it.
Well, he appointed Tom Vilsack in 2008 as Secretary of Agriculture. And he's got ties. He's a shill for the agribusiness.
Well, wasn't he the one that you said that during his political office holding, he was using Monsanto's private jets to fly places?
Yes, yes.
So that's inappropriate, in my opinion.
It's very inappropriate.
Okay, but what was the quote? I was shocked by this. What was it is it Vilsack?
Vilsack. It's Tom Vilsack, V-I-L-S-A-C-K. Google him.
What was it that he said about, and this goes in line with that thing that I said, we want to get the government out of our pantry, right?
Okay, here, this was reported by CNN News. This is really important. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told members of the National Restaurant Association on Monday that Americans need to adjust their tastes so they like the kind of food the government believes they should eat. And we have to make sure that what we do is create the appropriate transition. So what he is saying is that we should like what the government tells us to eat.
Now think about this. What does the government tell us to eat? The government doesn't tell us to eat what's healthy. They tell us to eat what they subsidize. Because think about it. Imagine if you were in an industry, right?
Right.
Where you could tell people that buying your product was the right thing to do and not your competitor's product. Imagine if you were in an industry where you had such strong control that you could dictate what people bought and you told them that buying your product was the best thing to do. That would be considered unfair and really almost monopolistic.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's what the government is doing. The government is subsidizing corn. They're subsidizing soy. They're subsidizing all these different crops. Then they create the MyPlate and the food pyramid, and they get talking heads on the media to tell people, these are the things you should eat. You should eat whole grains. You should eat soy. You should eat Why? It's in their financial best interest that you eat these crops because they get their investment back.
And here the U.S. Agriculture Secretary is saying that we should eat what they tell us to eat.
Yes. And if any...
Where do I live? Do I live in the United States?
No. this is the new democracy here. It sounds very similar to socialism.
I know.
Opinion.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay. And I hate to say socialism because as soon as you say that, then there are people like, oh, you're a zealot. But look, in socialist societies, they make people do what they want them to do, what's in the best interest of the government.
And here this man is riding around in Monsanto's jet.
Well, it gets worse.
Okay. So, Obama appointed Monsanto's vice president as senior advisor to the commissioner at the FDA. It's so incestuous.
Why is anyone from private companies involved in the oversight of those private companies? You have to ask yourself this question. I don't care if you love Obama, you don't love Obama. Just straight from a governmental standpoint, why would you allow the crack dealers to influence the laws that govern crack cocaine sales?
Michael Taylor is the guy's name. Michael Taylor was just appointed senior advisor to the commissioner of the FDA. This is the same man that was in charge of FDA policy when GMOs were allowed into the U.S. food supply without undergoing a single test to determine their safety. He had been Monsanto's attorney before becoming policy chief at the FDA, and he became Monsanto's vice president and chief lobbyist. Now, this is the man that has now been appointed commissioner of the FDA.
This is scary, folks. If you don't think this is scary, then you don't care about your life or your children's lives.
I'm sorry, senior advisor to the commissioner of the FDA.
Still, senior advisor. Now, so the FDA will say, well, we don't do what he says, but of course you do. You know, when you make friends with somebody, they can influence how you handle things. These are just people. These aren't special people who are beyond corruption or beyond reproach. These are just people. So you don't think that the FDA is going to take advice from the guy who's giving them advice? From Monsanto? And who is he going to give advice about? He's going to give advice that's going to give Monsanto the edge, not their competitors. He's not going to say, hey, Cargill deserves this. He can say, no, help us. We're Monsanto.
Do you want to play that clip that we have?
This is really important. Those of you who remember
in 2007
anything that is ever said during a political campaign, the promises that politicians make during political campaigns, we really need to tape them and play them back over and over again. Because politicians make hollow claims and hollow promises to get your vote. And then they hope that you forgot why you voted for them.
Uh-huh.
Well, during the campaign of change, now President Obama knew that there were those of us out there who felt that genetically modified foods were at least something to be cautious about. So we wanted to be able to identify them in stores so we could decide whether or not to eat them, right?
Right.
And so what did he promise us back then? Hey, let's listen. Let's listen.
...in a priority.
Here's what I'll do as president. I'll immediately implement country of origin labeling because Americans should know where their food comes from. We'll let folks know whether their food has been genetically modified because Americans should know what they're buying. We'll let folks know whether their food has been genetically modified because Americans should know what they're buying.
We agree.
Now, he said that clearly is about labeling genetically modified foods. He said he wants to let Americans know if foods are genetically modified because Americans should know what they're buying. But at the same time, after he said that, we've had no movement on the labeling of genetically modified foods. In fact, California is the only state that's actually fighting for it on an independent basis right now. And on top of that, he's approved more genetically modified foods, and he's taken the company that is pioneering GMO and put them in touch of the organization that provides oversight to the agricultural industry. He's literally handing over the agricultural industry and its oversight to Monsanto. Now ask yourself, why is he doing it? Well, I'll ask you, Elisa. Why do you think he's doing this? Truthfully, do you think it's because he really believes that GMO is okay and he thinks he's smarter than us?
No, I think he's doing it because he gets so much money from biotechnology companies.
Bingo. Bingo. And he's a sitting president. Sitting presidents have the hardest time running for office because they're running the country at the same time.
Doesn't it seem like it just seems like to me it's getting worse.
Really, really out of, like, fast.
Yes.
Click, 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 click. Things are really starting to pile up now. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who don't believe that genetically modified foods are dangerous, then go ahead and eat them. And for those of us who think that they're dangerous, I don't want to eat them. But we should be able to tell the difference.
Right.
You can go into a store and tell that it's chocolate ice cream and not vanilla ice cream that you're eating, right? It's not a grab bag. Hey, let me get some ice cream. I wonder what it'll be this time. Then why shouldn't you be able to tell that it's genetically modified or not? You should.
You should be able to.
Right.
I found a PDF. I have a PDF file in front of me about biotechnology companies and how much money they pay lobbyists in Washington.
Yeah.
From 1999 to July of 2010, $8,593,5 was paid out to lobbyists.
That doesn't sound like a lot of money. $8 million?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's got to be more than that.
$8 billion. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say $8 million.
Okay,
yeah.
$8 billion.
Yeah, $8 billion over what course of time?
From 99 to 2010.
So that's just 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
$8 billion. That's almost $1 billion a year that's going to lobbyists.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that money do? That money buys votes. That money buys political votes and political precedents and allows politicians to endorse things that are commercial. That's not in the best interest of people. It's in the best interest of the companies that are buying those votes.
Yes.
It
all goes back to the dollar.
I don't care who you are and what political affiliation you have. We are being sold. We are being sold. We're being sold lies about the food chain that are shortening lives. We're being sold lies about the drugs we take that are damaging lives. We're being lied to about everything because it's in the best interest of commercial enterprise, not because it's in the best interest of people. What happened to protecting the people? What happened to that? Yeah, I know.
I don't know. I'm at a loss for words. I'm also reading here, former House Agriculture Committee ranking member Charles Stenholm is currently a registered lobbyist for Syngenta.
Yeah.
It's like I said earlier, it's all incestuous.
Politicians should not be able to become lobbyists. People who work for the FDA should not be able to jump fence and go to work for the companies they provide oversight. The companies that they provide oversight to, employees should not be able to come over to the FDA or government agencies. This is wrong, folks. If this happened in any other arena, this would be illegal. But because politicians and governments are held at arm's length from punishment for these kind of things because of sovereign immunity, we can't do anything but let them just take advantage of us, or we can do something.
What about the Agent Orange that we were just talking about?
We have to
about?
Talk about that when we come back from the break. That's a big story in and of itself. We have to take a commercial break.
Okay.
We actually went over on this segment, but it was worthwhile. When we come back from the break, I want to tell you something even more shocking. You got to get ready for this one. You're listening to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at Need to Build Muscle.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPen technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Oh, if only Michael Jackson was still alive, he could solve all these problems with one song. The Man in the Mirror.
That was a good song.
Yeah, that's where we have to start. We have to start with ourselves.
Exactly.
Don't buy this stuff. Lash out. I want to mention something. Going into the break, Elisa said to me, I hope that we didn't offend anybody because we're pointing out, what President Obama has been up to. Look, I'm going to say it again. We don't have a political agenda. I'm going to admit something right now that I don't have to admit. I voted for Obama. I did. I voted for change. I thought that he really was going to bring change. I'm telling you the truth. So those of you out there who think that I have an agenda, you're completely incorrect. Would I vote for him again now that I've seen him perform? Abso-flippin-lutely not. So I just want you to be aware of this. We don't have an agenda, but we have to hold politicians' feet to the fire when they make promises to us and they fail.
Okay, what about this? I can thank Dr. Rouse for sending this to me. Over the holidays, the United States Department of Agriculture announced its approval of a novel strain of genetically engineered corn developed by Monsanto, purportedly being drought tolerant.
Yeah.
And then it goes on to say, it talks about Agent Orange being approved.
Yes, and this is typical. Politicians are famous for approving sinister stuff during the holidays when no one is looking. Everybody's enjoying their families and partying and going, oh, everything is right with the world, and watching shows like A Wonderful Life and hopeful that things are going to change next year. And then sneaky little SOB politicians are in there selling our health down the river. Here it comes, folks. Agent Orange, which is responsible for causing Hodgkin's disease in millions of Vietnam vets, is now going to be used as a pesticide at a new strain of GMO corn, that because Roundup isn't working anymore because it's spawning organisms that the Roundup can't even kill because of the it's like anything else. It's selection pressure. It's a perfect world. We can't outsmart nature. When you try to kill something, that organism gets stronger and resistant to the threat. And that's what the corn did. So now they have to find something even stronger. They're going to use Agent Orange, and let me guess, but they're going to use it in such small amounts that the FDA says it's tolerable.
Okay, here goes. In addition to its announcement approving Monsanto's newest GE corn variety, the USDA also opened a 60-day public comment period for two additional petitions, one for GE soybean containing higher levels of omega-3 fatty acids that does not occur naturally in soybeans, and then the other is the Dow AgriScience for corn that has been genetically engineered to better resist the poisonous herbicide 2,4-D, which is the Agent Orange.
Right. Yeah. And so where can we go as people to voice our opinions on this?
Regulations.gov. Why don't we post this on Facebook or on the blog?
Yeah, I'll post it on the blog
so people can go to it, and because it's rather long, and so we can post it where people can go and petition.
We have to, and listen, don't hold back. We have to go there and say that if you allow them to put Agent Orange on our food, you are basically employing widespread mass murder in the United States, because that's really what it is. It's going to be slow and painful, but they're going to be killing millions of people.
Scientists around the world have reported increased cancer risks in association with its use, especially for soft tissue and malignant lymphomas.
Yeah, yeah. Hodgkin's disease, that's it. It caused Hodgkin's disease in so many Vietnam vets, it's well known. It's like it's not even a mystery. So now they're going to let you expose your children and yourself to these same dangers in the effort to create another product to sell to you.
Research by the EPA found that babies born in countries with high rates of 2,4-D applications to farm fields were significantly more likely to be born with birth defects of the respiratory and circulatory systems.
Yeah, this is sad. This is so sad. It's so, and it angers me to such a great degree, because government has just absolute power in these things, and they don't care who they hurt. They don't care who they hurt. Okay. So Agent Orange is coming to a store near you, unless you get off your ass and post something on the link that we will put in the Superhuman Radio blog later today. There you go.
Okay, so now moving on, how about at the FDA? They've just approved to allow Yaz and Yasmin to stay on the market.
Yes, after it caused a variety of problems with clotting and so on in women.
Mm-hmm.
The only modification they've made due to a class action suit is what? That they can't prescribe it for what now?
For acne.
Yeah, but they can still prescribe it for everything else, like menopause, premenopause, and birth control, right?
Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing about that is that the panel of judges that voted for it, four of the women on that panel had ties to Bayer.
Yeah, really?
They did. And what's interesting to me, there was one person that was supposed to be on the panel that was representing the people, and it was a doctor, and they didn't allow him to vote on the panel because they said that he wrote an article about the safety issues, and therefore he was biased.
Oh, but the people who had ties to Bayer, they weren't biased. No.
No.
Shame. And you know, oh, my God.
It's awful.
Well, if you're stupid enough to let them give you Yaz, then I guess you deserve the illnesses that you get. And what this really says to me is that the FDA really holds the lives of women in very, very low regard.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, women are very powerful when they get mobilized.
They can make laws happen quickly. Well, where the hell is Joy Behar? Where the hell is Oprah Winfrey? Where the hell are where's the martyrdom of women right now? Clearly, the FDA thinks women are disposable. Hey, you could take these drugs. I know they're going to cause blood clots and you're probably going to die from this stuff, but you know what? We don't think it's that big of a deal. Well, you know what? I'm calling Joy Behar. I'm calling Oprah Winfrey. I'm calling all the women who head up the feminist and female movement to get your ass in gear and tell the FDA that women are just as important as everybody else and they shouldn't be able to force these things out there, put these things out there.
It says here, the Special Safety Committee of FDA advisors concluded that the benefits of these birth control pills outweighed the risks of blood clots.
Yeah.
The committee's decision ended with a 15-11 vote, with all of the doctors linked to Bayer voting with the majority. So they voted for it.
Right. Now think about this. They won't allow men to be prescribed by from a physician testosterone for the purpose of building muscle, which is an aesthetic issue, right? For the purpose of building muscle, they won't allow a doctor to prescribe those anabolics because the risk of heart disease, blood clotting, liver, blah, 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 all the things that they cite, right? But meanwhile, women can be exposed to all these same risks so that they can go out and have casual sex without the risk of a pregnancy.
Right.
I'm flabbergasted here.
I wouldn't put the synthetic hormones into my body.
No.
I just wouldn't do it.
No.
So any young girls out there listening, you need to think twice about that.
Yeah.
Because as you age, it's going to get worse.
Oh, and who knows the damages, the epigenetic damages that they cause. By the way, I just wanted to mention something. Can I just jump in here one second? I forgot to say this at the beginning, and then we can go right back to the subject. We actually have a listener today from the north coast of Venezuela. I don't know who you are that's listening, but I just want to welcome you. That's all. I was just looking at the map of where people are.
That's cool.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a blip there before, so there you go.
I just wanted to talk about the four people that they allowed to vote on this committee. One of them was a paid consultant to Bayer. One of them conducted four clinical trials, including one of the Desporin, or how you pronounce that?
Right.
As the hormone replacement for Bayer. Another one was a senior medical associate, and she conducted studies funded by Bayer Pharmaceuticals. And then the other one was received research funding from Bayer.
Yeah. So, yeah. So the guy, or the physician who openly wrote a negative piece about Yaz,
yes,
was not allowed to vote.
Right.
But the people who behind the scenes are getting money from Bayer, they were allowed to vote.
Yes.
And who is it that provides oversight for these votes? I'd like to find out what government agency was involved
that
in
voted that put these people on the committee.
Yeah, yeah. Do we know?
Isn't it the FDA?
The FDA. I don't think is. I don't know. I have to look into this. I want to find out who this is. This is a stacked deck of cards, and ultimately the losers will be the women.
It says the FDA ordered the review by a special safety committee. So
yeah, the FDA.
It has to be the FDA.
Joy Behar, Oprah Winfrey, the women of America are calling you. Step up and say something, for crying out loud. And don't be afraid to lose advertisers. Jesus. I am just so... You know what? You're going to have to wear a poncho when you come into the studio next Casual Friday.
Why?
I don't want you to get blood and brains all over you when my head explodes next time, because the stories are just getting worse and worse.
Oh, okay. So since you're in a bad mood, do you want to talk about Dr. Oz?
I do, but we have to take a break.
Already?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll talk about Dr. Oz when we come back.
Yes, and don't call him Dr. Oz. Come on. Give him – what is his appropriate name?
The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz. When you look behind the curtain, you find out that he doesn't have a brain, and we're going to prove that in just a minute. Stay tuned. From the
most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Remember them?
Mm-hmm.
You want to know something?
What?
I love this little map that shows us where our audience is listening from.
Uh-huh.
We have someone listening from Guatemala. This is new. I mean, I've never seen anybody listening from the north coast of Venezuela before. And now all of a sudden, I look at the map again and there's somebody listening from Guatemala. And I've never seen anybody listen from... We're really reaching a lot of people.
That's great.
And with that being said... Please take a moment when you visit superhumanradio.com and join our mailing list, okay? We send you lots of information, especially about special offers that are not available to the general public, but just to our mailing list from our sponsors. So when you're at superhumanradio.com, join our mailing list. Okay.
So I have a confession.
Okay.
I watched a couple of my DVR Dr. Oz episodes.
In fact, you only watch them when I'm not around, right? Didn't you say that? You said, oh, you're going to be at the studio late tonight and I'm going to watch some Dr. Oz.
I do, because you won't watch him.
You're cheating on me.
But, you know, it was really ridiculous. What I watched, it just blew my mind. First of all, I do want to say that on one of his episodes, he did talk about Miracle Noodle.
That's good.
Yeah, and he talked about it in a positive light.
Yeah.
About how,
but you know what I don't like?
The konjac fiber.
But he
is so good for you.
He takes credit
for exposing his audience to Konjac fiber. And I got to say, you know, I'm a big proponent of giving credit, you know,
where credit is due.
And no one even paid attention to Konjac fiber, or what it's also known as glucomannan, until Dr. Cassandra Forsythe Prebanek, then she was just Dr. Cassandra Forsythe from University of Connecticut, wrote the book The Perfect Body Diet for Women's Health Magazine. And that's the whole basis of the book was, if you take Konjac fiber or glucomannan like 10 minutes before a meal, mm-hmm. it slows the absorption of carbohydrates, it makes you feel full longer, it helps shuttle fat out of the body, and you lose weight. And Oz talks about it like he's the one who figured it out.
Well, let me ask you a question about the fiber, because I was reading something the other day that talked about you should only use fiber in a powder form, because if you take it in a capsule form, it could get caught in your throat and choke you?
No, I don't buy that.
Okay,
but what I do...
I did read that, though.
No, I believe you. But to clear it up more appropriately, Cassandra, when she was on my show like 3 years ago, maybe longer, talking about that book and the fiber, said that when you take that fiber in a pill form, mm-hmm. it doesn't open up and expand in the stomach. It opens up and expands in the intestines.
Oh.
Because the pill, even though the gel cap melts off of it, that everything is compacted so tight that the outside of the fiber gets wet and causes like a shell, and the inside of the fiber doesn't get any moisture, and it just stays like that. Like a, she described it as, it turns into like a little worm of fiber.
Ew.
So when you put it in your mouth and drink it down with water as a powder, it spreads out throughout the whole stomach, and each little particle of fiber gets hydrated.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. But I doubt that. I mean, unless it got stuck in your throat and stayed there for a long time, then maybe it could expand in your throat. Yeah.
Okay. So while I was having my Dr. Oz marathon,
yeah,
it was very interesting. He talked about, in one episode, they were talking about anti-aging.
Right.
And how, like, you should stay away from nitrates, no nitrates.
Right.
Okay. And then he starts talking about, in a different episode, he talks about the fast food diet and how he puts people on a fast food diet. And he said it would be great if we all had the time to cook, but we don't. But there isn't an answer, because there's always fast food.
Mm-hmm.
And basically he said that his ultimate diet is what they called it. You could eat 1,500 calories a day. And he concentrated on the calories and the fat.
Yeah, he's a calorie guy.
And strict to and a maximum of 15 grams of saturated fat, with 5 to 6 servings of fruits and vegetables, all from fast food.
Yeah, but more importantly, one of the fast foods that he showcased was
a Subway turkey sandwich.
Right,
which the episode before, he was just talking about not to eat nitrates, and there's a ton of nitrates in lunch meat.
Right. So, you know, it beguiles me, because no one else picks up on this. I talked about his contradictions last year when he did a show espousing that he and his wife love sugar beets because of the antioxidant value. And then just a week or so later, he did a show about the dangers of genetically modified foods. And one of the scientists said the most dangerous of all of them is sugar beets, because it's probably 100% GMO now. He never once looked into the audience and said, hey, guys, forget about what I said about sugar beets. We're not eating them anymore. I mean, it's like he gives contradictory information all the time. The only thing I can think of is, his audience is just so enamored with his personality and his fun-loving attitude that they realize that his information means nothing, so they just come for the entertainment. Because he contradicts himself constantly.
So he advertised on the show, go to my website and you'll find a copy of my ultimate diet, which is the fast food diet. So I went to his website, I found it. And some of the things on here, like for instance, he suggests going to Dunkin' Donuts and getting an egg white, turkey sausage, and veggie, or a veggie flatbread. So isn't there nitrates in turkey sausage from Dunkin' Donuts?
Never mind that. Those types of products, turkey sausage and hot dogs and so on, have been linked to all sorts of diseases like colon cancer and everything else. Yes.
He says to go to McDonald's and get 2 egg McMuffins and throw the muffins away and just eat the egg and the ham and the cheese.
That's not the worst idea in the world, assuming that McDonald's uses real eggs and not some sort of processed egg product,
And the, if the ham, you know, obviously has nitrates and nitrites in it, obviously. So he's telling people don't eat nitrates and nitrites, but then he tells them to eat ham.
Well, and then he says for dinner to go to KFC and get the grilled chicken breast.
Yeah, which is the worst.
And it's got, I don't remember what, it was a, something that starts
like
with
PCB
a
PCB or something, or
PBA. That causes cancer.
Yeah.
We talked about that on one of our shows.
Yeah, yeah.
And corn on the cob, he said to get.
Yeah, corn, genetically modified corn on the cob, which just creates fat exclusively. Corn just creates fat exclusively, period, end of story.
And fat-free ranch dressing on a salad, which is high fructose corn syrup in that.
He baffles me. It just, you know, do you think that he is getting paid from these companies for product placement?
I think he must be, because it showed him going to Subway. It showed him going to KFC with the big KFC sign in the background. So he must be getting some kind of money from these companies.
First of all, the only way corn should be used is the way my good friend Coach Wade Johnson uses it. He keeps it in the freezer and then he straps it on his knees to ice his knees. He says the corn pellets are nice and small and flat so they conform to his knees better.
Oh, because I've heard people do that with peas.
Yeah, he says the corn is better because it's flatter. And so you can use corn to ice body parts, but not eat it. The other thing that I'm going to make a prediction, someday, no one will care who Dr. Oz is, the Wizard of Oz is, because more and more people have to start realizing that he's a buffoon. His attempt to reduce science to game show topics, his inability to try to convey to people the dangers of science by trying to reduce it to models where he bursts balloons and stuff like that, he's really a buffoon.
Well, he also had two women who were clearly really overweight, I would say obese, and they both lost 6 pounds in a week on this diet. He had them follow this diet, and they both lost 6 pounds in a week. My question to you is, what about the nutrient value of these foods? They're empty calories.
Never mind that. What about the pro-inflammatory effects of these products he's suggesting to eat that lead? We know that inflammation leads to all the diseases today. But more importantly, what I said the other day about diet in general, until people get the idea that a diet is only important and effective when it saves or adds muscle while eliminating fat. Changing the scale means nothing.
That's just like what we talked about, Weight Watchers diet, and these people who go and they lose the weight, but they also, a lot of it's muscle that they're losing. So then when they stopped counting their calories, they just gain everything right back and then some.
Right. Right, and that's what happens. You know, it's shocking to me. If it wasn't for Oprah Winfrey, Dr. Oz would be where he is, wouldn't be where he is. And really, Oprah, if you're listening, you really need to rethink this, because the guy is sending really bad information out there. Really, really bad information.
We need to send Oprah a clip of this and see if she'll listen
to
it.
Oh, yeah, like she'd really listen to it.
Okay, so then one more Oz, and then I'll stop. In another episode, he talked about how he sent an undercover team of four people, undercover team to four of the top fast food restaurants, and he checked out what their labeling said as far as the menus, the fat, and their calorie, and then he sent it to labs to have it tested.
Right.
And none of them were correct that he tested.
Wait. You mean to tell me that he tested fast foods?
Right.
And said that they're labeled incorrectly, that there's more fat, more calories, and more.
Yes.
And they're lying about what the actual macronutrients and ingredients are.
Yes.
But then he did a
diet.
The absolute best. What did he call
ultimate
it?
Ultimate diet.
The ultimate diet revolving around fast foods. After telling people that it's incorrect.
Yes. Here's an example. A 6-inch Subway club sandwich. After he just told people to go to Subway and get a sandwich, the menu board said it had 310 calories and 4.5 grams of fat. His lab analysis said it was 380 calories and 12 grams of fat.
Yeah. Wow. Dr. Oz, you know what? I don't believe in hell, but if I did, I got to believe that there's a seat with your name on it waiting for you to arrive and sit down.
And there's more, like the McDonald's fish sandwich, 380 calories, 18 grams of fat, according to the menu. The lab analysis, 407 calories and 22 grams of fat. Of course, he's concentrating on calories and fat, but it was still incorrect information.
It wouldn't be so bad if he came forth and said,
Remember what I said last, because look, science is always changing. Information is always evolving. It wouldn't be so bad if he at least came forth and said, oops, you know, Rick Perry,
oops.
You know, remember when I told you that three shows ago and actually played a clip of him saying it? Then he said, you know what? I just found out that's incorrect. Scratch that, folks. But he doesn't go back and admit that he makes any mistakes. He just confuses people. So people stand there and go, wait a minute. He said don't eat fast food because they lie about what's in it. Now he's telling me to eat fast food that I can lose weight. Which is it, Dr. Oz?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Okay.
We have to take a break.
All right.
Well, so we're going to take a break on that note because I have to go bang my head against the wall to get the thoughts of the Wizard of Oz out of it. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Six Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo, give me something to dance to.
Welcome back. I just want to mention something real quick before we start back. To the listener or listeners, I don't know how many people. I can only see the connections in the north coast of Venezuela and also in Guatemala. Stop by my Facebook and say hello, please. I want to know who you are. My Facebook is Carl Lenore.
please stop on my Facebook and say hello to the listeners in Guatemala and Venezuela. Thank you.
Well, how about all the listeners stopping by and
saying
hello?
Well, they do. They do. I mean, I want to know who they are. Maybe they're people that that we already know who they are, and I just never realized that that's where they live.
Oh, yeah.
But no, it's interesting to me. Like, you know, South America is someplace that I've always thought would be fun to live, actually.
So guess what else I read today?
What?
That Twinkie makers, Hostess brand, they may be going bankrupt.
I like that.
I do too.
You know, this is an example of voting with your dollars, in effect.
Last year, 36% of Americans ate white bread in their homes, which was down from 54% in 2000. So, you know, there is a little bit of, you know,
traction.
Yeah,
so. Definitely some traction. And again, this is an example that voting with your dollars works. If we stop buying crap, guess what? The crap goes away.
Yes, that's true.
And that's why we have to stop buying GMO. And if you can't differentiate it, then stop buying those crops entirely.
And maybe Monsanto will go bankrupt.
Well, or at least they'll start labeling. If nothing else, they'll say, okay, look, people aren't buying corn at all because they're afraid of what's GMO or not. So let's label it. At least we'll sell something. Okay.
Okay, so.
Bye-bye, Twinkies.
No more Twinkie diets.
Hey, you know what's going to happen? Twinkies last forever. So people I'll bet you money.
Oh, that's interesting.
That somebody's going to buy a warehouse of Twinkies and start selling them on eBay for like high prices to those Twinkie addicts out there. There you go.
Okay, so we have to talk about the FDA a little bit more.
Okay.
The FDA has ignored the fact that mercury, an element that is highly toxic in all forms, was found in a large number of brand name processed foods. And it's found to be contained in high fructose corn syrup.
Another reason not to use high fructose corn syrup mm-hmm. or eat it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it contains mercury.
Researchers from two U.S. studies reported that about half of tested samples of high fructose corn syrup contained mercury. Mercury was also found in nearly a third of 55 popular brand name foods and beverage products, which listed high fructose corn syrup as the first or second highest labeled ingredient.
You know what's really funny? In a recent local newspaper called The Voice that's published here in Kentucky, on the cover for the New Year edition, they had had people's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was a small local company that we've talked about on the show that makes a product called Pie in a Bottle.
Well, he was the one that talked about on his Facebook that high fructose corn syrup was toxic, and he argued,
and we talked about that. Like, how could he say, you're right, he would have to say, yeah, I'm poisoning people. Pie in a bottle is basically corn syrup and high fructose corn syrup that you add to your pie filling to make it thicker and gooier, basically. And mm-hmm. on the cover it said that his resolution is to take his little Kentucky company and make it national. I hate to say this, Ken, but I hope it doesn't come true, because if you take that company national, you're going to be killing a lot of people. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
I mean, find a different product besides high fructose corn syrup. Find something else, man.
There's all kinds of options out
there. Yeah, you know, go back to cane sugar. Find something else. I mean, I'm not saying that you should abandon sweets. If people want something sweet once in a blue moon, fine. But it's not high fructose corn syrup, bro. That's not it.
No. Okay, I just want to touch upon the eugenics program in North Carolina.
Yeah.
For those
people who don't think it really exists in the United States.
it existed. More than 7,600 people were surgically rendered unable to reproduce in North Carolina from 1929 to 74 under state law and practices that singled out people who were considered mentally defective.
Right.
I guess they were trying to make a better race.
Yeah, of course. I mean, look, Hitler used wholesale extermination to get rid of the people that he thought were mud people, I think, as the neo-Nazis like to call them, Italians and Africans and Jews and all that. I mean, they just want to exterminate everybody. But what's the difference? If you sterilize people, they don't have offspring, and eventually they disappear.
It says
that's genocide.
It was promoted as a means of raising the overall health and intellectual level of the human race.
Yeah.
Well, North Carolina had, they appointed a task force team, and they've approved to pay each of the victims $50,000.
Which is nothing.
It's nothing for what they went through.
For sterilization?
I mean, think of how horrible. The one lady they talk about, she was raped. She had a baby at the age of 14 and then was sterilized.
And didn't know she was sterilized.
And didn't know she was sterilized.
Because she went back to have it. She got married and wanted to get pregnant. And when she couldn't get pregnant, the doctor said, well, of course you can't get pregnant.
You've been sterilized.
You've had a basically ovaries removed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it ovaries removed? No, I guess they just cut the tube or something like that. So the eggs don't drop anymore.
Yeah.
But you know, this is another example of government thinking that they know what to do when it's for the greater good. But the problem is the government gets to decide what the greater good is.
And it was the government. I mean, you know, right here it says people as young as 10 were sterilized in some cases for not getting along with schoolmates.
Could you imagine that?
And now if you spank someone.
Johnny, this is the last time I'm telling you to sit down in your seat or I'm sending you to the principal's office for sterilization.
That just blows my mind. And it was the government doing this. So think about that.
Yeah, I thought the nuns were bad for smacking us. I'd take a smack any day than have somebody snip my testicles.
Okay, so you wanted to talk about the...
Yes, you know what? I got to give the FDA a little credit here. I know it's hard to do, but apparently the FDA is putting a lot of pressure on those individuals who raise animal for food products to back down on their utilization of antibiotics, saying that what we've been saying all along, that the high rate of antibiotic use within the farm-raised animal sector is actually translating to humans being able to and developing antibiotic-resistant issues. So they are trying to do something right here. They're mandating now that the industry starts to back off of its antibiotic use. So we're going to have to see what this brings about. Hopefully, it's not a ploy to introduce something worse into the field of animal husbandry that ends up hurting us more. So I'm going to reserve my hurrah for the FDA until I see more evidence of this. But it was a New York Times article. I just wanted to mention that.
And I just also want to mention the orange juice is being held by the FDA because of a fungicide that's been sprayed on oranges from Brazil.
Right.
So they're holding all of the orange juice containers that are shipped into the U.S. and they're going to test them all and test samples from them to make sure that they're not
fungicide.
Yes.
Make sure that they're not tainted. So this is a good thing that the FDA is doing.
Mm-hmm.
It could be. Unless
they allow it in.
Well, no. Unless they're doing this to protect other companies who sell orange juice in the United States, you know?
Isn't it awful that we don't have to question?
Yeah, we don't know if they're really doing it in our best interest or they're doing it for other issues. That's the sad part, Mr. FDA. We want to give you credit for things, but we're suspect because you're always doing underhanded things that hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
Like blocking the development of drugs, making it more difficult. You know what? If I'm dying of cancer and someone said, hey, you got 6 months to live, you should allow me, if I want to eat horse manure because I think it's going to cure me, I should be able to do it.
Well, I shouldn't be drinking orange juice anyway, because remember we talked about that a while back, how they take the oxidation process, they take the
oxygen out, the taste out,
and put artificial flavors back into it.
Right.
So it has a longer shelf life.
Yeah, and it's not even really orange juice.
So if you love orange juice, just get yourself a juicer and get some oranges and make your own orange juice.
There you go. What else do we have to talk about, Elisa?
I think we're at the end of the show for today.
Okay. Well, then in that case, I want to thank the listeners for listening this week. Hopefully we did some good for you. We've got great shows planned next week for you once again. It is Friday, so that means that we are off the air for the next 2 days, but we'll be back Monday.
Monday is a holiday, Martin Luther King Day.
Oh, so maybe we'll rerun an old show that day. How about that? Maybe we'll do that. We'll see. Anyway, we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.
it, 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 it,